When I turn on my computer, the first thing I see is Romanesco. It's my homepage. Romanesco probably doesn't mean much to you unless you work in the media biz. But if you do, it may be your homepage too. Jim Romanesco claims he had no particular interest in changing the balance of power in the media world when he launched his site 7 years ago. Then it was just a bulletin board of random, if lovingly selected, stories about the media. And that's still the main ingredient. But in much the same way CNN came of age during the first Gulf War, Romanesco became an essential stop during the Jason Blair scandal at the New York Times. Romanesco attracted hits like ants at a picnic as official statements, leaks, and speculation found their way onto his site. Delicious dish for a hungry audience of media obsessives. And not just dish, because as the site has grown, every repertorial transgression, every format change, every buyout, every compelling or questionable event or errant quote is bold-faced and linked to. Jim Romanesco, welcome to the show. Please don't hurt me.
No, I won't. I won't, I promise.
What feedback have you gotten from newsroom staff about how the potential for winding up on your site has changed their work environment?
I have heard from reporters who say that their editors refuse to put out email memos because they know the land on my page. I'm told, and I haven't confirmed this, that USA Today does not put out electronic memos for that reason. When I first started the site, editors are critical of me for posting letters and for posting their memos, and now they write letters specifically for my site so that they're read by the larger journalism community.
How many hits do you get on a good day?
About 50,000 to 100,000, sometimes more if there's a big controversy and that the people are looking for stories about that controversy.
Steve Lovelady, who is the managing editor of CJR Daily, I read in an article in the Boston Phoenix, sums up your website by saying, Romanesco has made of all print journalism, from the East Nowhere Daily Trumpet to the New York Times, a small village. So those 50 to 100,000 people who read you every day are all working roughly in the same office.
I know people are reading it, but from my seat at Starbucks, I guess really don't know how people are reacting on the other end.
Media critic Jack Schaefer once wrote in Slate, Jim Romanesco's site is irreplaceable because it gives honest reporters public leverage over their corrupt colleagues, their timid editors, their bullying publishers. Let's go back to the Jason Blair period. How did you decide to cover that?
I covered all of the major stories in all of the big papers. As time went on, I was getting a lot of links from what I would call minor players, and I was getting the sense that people were starting to write columns just to have them linked on my site. And I just had a feeling that people were starting to use me to slap Howell Raines and Gerald Boyd 2, 3, 4, 5, 25 times. And I pulled back, but it was clear that there was going to be a big shakeup at the New York Times.
How do you safeguard yourself against being manipulated by those funneling you insider information?
I'm very careful. There was only one time when I really was suspicious of a letter that was sent to me, and that was from a former Fox News employee who told me about memos that were sent out every morning that were supposedly going to shape the news on Fox News that morning. I called just to confirm that he was authentic, got his background, made sure he worked at Fox News.
And then you printed the letter, because I saw it.
Yeah, I printed the letter, and it did cause a firestorm of controversy. But I haven't been, knock on wood, hoodwinked yet.
Does it ever make your head spin? You seem like such a mild-mannered guy, Jim, but really, you can make or break a journalist.
There are some cases where a reporter has done something, been accused maybe of minor plagiarism, an offense that maybe 10 years ago wouldn't be noticed, or maybe the person would have been scolded and told to go back to their desk. Sometimes I post those stories, and I wonder if that person should be shamed in front of a national audience. The thinking early on is if you shame somebody in print like that, maybe it won't happen again, but it keeps happening.
It's almost a cliche that transparency is supposed to make journalism better, even if it does show all the warts.
Yeah, and
you're not buying that.
No.
And yet you're the biggest agent of transparency out there, which I find rather ironic.
Somebody about a week ago, a non-journalism website, told his readers to go to my website to see how the sausage is made and how ugly it is and it can be. And I guess I kind of did a double take in that. I mean, I don't think that I started this so that people could watch bad sausage being made.
Jim, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Brooke.
Jim Romanesco is the webmaster of the Romanesco website, available at www.pointer.org. The great and powerful Romanesco spoke to us from the Evanston Public Library, where he often works, and sometimes he works at Starbucks because it's got wireless.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Fuolo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director, and Jennifer Munson, our engineer. We had help from Katie Holt and Kevin Schlottman. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. And the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable and sustainable society. Support from the media comes from the Bydell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.